Okay, our next performer is John Loretz, and he's come to a number of our open mics. He's a fine performer, also has his own band, and he will be doing a mini set on, I've got to check the date now. Wait a minute, or he'll remind me. July 9th. Please, a big welcome for John Loretz.
So I decided I better wear my work clothes tonight. I just got back from Germany. A couple of nights ago, I was at an international conference on the global arms trade. And we were about 20 miles away from the largest firearms manufacturer in Europe, which is a company called Heckler & Koch. About 200 of us decided to go and pay them a visit on Saturday in the pouring rain. Heckler & Koch weapons kill someone every 14 minutes, and one of the experts at the conference calculated that since their founding in the 1950s, 2 million people have died from their weapons. If I had had a guitar at the rally, I would have done this Jackson Brown song, but I didn't, so I'm going to do it now. I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood of the ink in the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember and know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and the country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the faces of the men who send the guns to the wars that are fought in places where their business interests run. On the radio, talk shows, and TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who finally can't take anymore, pick up a gun or a brick or a stone, and there are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannon. There is blood on the wire. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who fan the flames of the wars that are fought in places we don't even know the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion the same time they sell us our wars. I want to know who these men in the shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannon. There is blood on the wire. Shadows are. I want to hear somebody asking them why. Tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance. People under fire, children at the cannons. There is blood on the wire. 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 Thank you.
That was just great. John Loretz, one more hand for him.